Hey, McCormick Fadden, first defeat in the league, away to Galway, terrible conditions here. What did you make of it?
Aye, Brendan, it was really tough conditions, like when we arrived here into the stadium off the bus. We were out in the field for just to walk about, and it was the wind was serious, like you could hardly stand your own 2 feet without a football. And I did ease a wee bit into the game, but it was something that for your Mahari Gallon or Devaney, it was way worse than any days down those pitches. So that goes to show you how strong the wind was blowing down the field. But that disappointing result is worse than the end up, but you know, you have to give credit to Galway. They dealt with the conditions much better than we did, and particularly in the first half when they kicked on a lot of those 2-pointers.
Yeah, changed the squad up a small bit. Calm, I suppose, but having 6 points allowed you to do that. Were you surprised at the ferocity that Galway came at us in the first half? Because I think probably particularly from our Armagh game last week, Donegal came in, we were getting short kickouts, they were working the ball up the pitch, but Galway really went after Donegal in that first half.
I suppose with the first half we were getting our kickouts away, but it was kind of a day. It was for winning your 50-50 ball in the middle of the field, because it was very hard to work a short kick out against, or not, sorry, the first half, the second half we're getting away, but in the first half it's just a matter of getting out to the middle and trying to battle for it. Now the boys did probably compete well enough, but in the second half we were probably hoping in the kick out that we could pin them in more, but you know, Galway won a lot of ball over on the far side there on their own kick out, and that's disappointing. But we knew Galway were gonna, they are a very physical team, they've a lot of experience. And they've been playing at this, one of the top number of teams in the country this last number of years, so you can see that in their game. Like they've a lot of experience and a lot of physical strength and good fitness levels there as well. So they're definitely deserving of their victory there today.
Yeah, it was the 2-pointers, I suppose, which was the difference between the teams at the end, and certainly in that first half. Shane Walsh was brilliant. We did obviously bring on the likes of Thompson in there, Niall O'Donnell, players coming on to kind of give us that wee bit of extra shooting power, but
yeah.
There was a feeling at half time we could still come back into it because of the 2-point nature of the game and the breeze coming.
Aye, I think so. Like it's mad to think you're 16 points down, you still can go back into it. But that's probably 8 kicks of the ball if it's all 2-pointers, so we knew the game was still there for us. I think we came back maybe to 8, maybe it was the closest, we were 7 at the end up. But if we just left ourselves too much to do there at the end up, and we probably left a couple of 2-pointers behind us. But Galway, in fairness to them, in the first half made their 2-point efforts look really easy. They were sailing over, and Shane Walsh was, he was really good today, obviously, and those points even the second half that kept them kind of pushing on or scored outrageous scores, the one from play and the free off the ground were just top class scores.
Yeah, and of course the psychological game next week with Derry, they're coming hungry for points. They were beat again at the weekend.
Yeah,
is that something again we can afford to not maybe have what you'd call our strongest 15 and maybe go after them in the second half, or we don't want to give Kerry any or Derry any advantage in this, I suppose, this tussle, particularly with Ulster game coming up. We are at home, so certainly a game which has a lot of, I suppose, connotations for the Ulster Championship preliminary round that's coming up.
Aye, well, next weekend, like we didn't come down here to make up the numbers today either. We came down to get the 2 points, and next weekend we'll definitely be going to Ballyshannon looking to win. And it's supposed to, every team goes into the league looking to win their home games, and Donegal has a good record in Ballyshannon, so we'll be going up looking to get the 2 points there next week. But we know as well that Derry, they've I guess or 2 points on the board, is it? They've 2 or 1, is it?
One.
1 point on the board.
The
1 point on the board, and obviously next weekend's a big game for them because they'll be wanting to stay up as well. So it's going to be a good contest, and hopefully one we can come out on the right side of.